And this news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Amy Jo Brawlett, facing a cascade of felony charges, including larceny and financial transaction device offenses, has entered a no-contest plea across two separate cases. The move sets the stage for high-stakes sentencing, where Brawlett, already a habitual offender, could be looking at up to life in prison for some counts. Crucially, any sentence handed down will run consecutive to her existing parole, meaning no credit for time already served. During the proceedings, a somber moment as Brawlett appeared remotely shared she's been navigating the recent loss of her mother, underscoring the personal toll of her legal battle. With full restitution agreed upon, the focus now shifts to April 27th. That's when the court will determine Brawlett's ultimate fate, weighing sentencing guidelines against the severe implications of Michigan's habitual offender laws. This case offers a stark look at the intersection of personal tragedy and the justice system. A disturbing animal rescue case in Flint Township's now moving into the courts after authorities say dozens of animals were found living in dangerous conditions inside of a home. Police entered the North Elms Road property on February 17th after neighbors reported a strong odor coming from the house. Inside, investigators discovered 27 animals dead and 63 others living in what animal control officers described as hazardous ammonia-filled conditions. Court records show charges were filed March 4th against homeowner Kim Shears, who faces two felony counts and one misdemeanor connected to alleged animal cruelty. An arraignment date has not been yet scheduled. Meanwhile, the rescued animals are now in shelters and the rescue groups across Michigan. Officials say so many are frightened and unsocialized, but are receiving medical care and are expected to recover. Animal control officials say the case highlights how community tips can make a difference, noting that a neighbor's complaint ultimately led to their rescue. And in Lansing, a push to rewrite Michigan's concealed carry rules is gaining traction, with some lawmakers arguing the current system places unnecessary hurdles between citizens and their constitutional rights. Right now, carrying a concealed handgun in Michigan means paperwork, fingerprints, fees, and mandatory training before a permit is issued. But under a proposal backed by House Republicans, that process could disappear, allowing eligible gun owners to carry concealed without a license. The idea is stirring conversation well beyond the Capitol. At Duncan's Outdoor Shop in Bay City, where firearms and ammunition steadily move across the counter, the debate is already a part of the daily chatter. Store staff say the current concealed pistol license process can take time, and applicants must be at least 21 years old, submitting fingerprints, and complete a legal training course before heading to the county clerk to apply. Some gun owners say the process is a safeguard, separating responsible buyers from the impulsive decisions. Others argue the classes don't teach firearm skills as much as they teach the law. Critics of the proposal say removing the permit requirement could mean fewer people receiving that legal education before carrying a concealed weapon. Supporters counter that law-abiding citizens shouldn't need government permission to exercise a constitutional right. And we'll return right after this for a look at our obituary for today.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9a have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
And we're back. We have one obituary today. Mrs. Doris Glaza, 102 years old, formerly of Ubley, Michigan, passed away February the 19th in East Lansing, Michigan. She was born July 22, 1923. She went on to marry John Glaza in 1941. She is survived by her son Gerald, her daughter Joan, Janet, and Diana, 9 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. In keeping with her wishes, a cremation has taken place and a memorial mass of celebration for Doris will be later date. Burial will take place at St. John's Cemetery in Ubley, Michigan, and the family was assisted with arrangements by Palmer Bush and Jensen Funeral Homes in Lansing, Michigan. We'll return right after this.
Kick back and turn it up, because every night at 7, it's Throwback Country 70s at 7 on 94.1 WHST and AM 1340 WLEW. We're talking the legends that built country music. Haggard, Conway, Loretta, Dolly, Waylon, and more. It's the soundtrack of Saturday nights at the dance hall, Sunday drives, and the jukebox at your favorite diner. If you love the classics, this is where they live. Right here, every night at 7. Throwback Country 70s at 7 on 94.1 WHST and WLEW's AM 1340. Real country, the way it was meant to be.
And we're back with more news. Researchers have unveiled an AI-driven blood test that identifies silent liver fibrosis and cirrhosis years before symptoms appear. By scanning DNA fragments in the blood, the system offers a preventative tool for conditions that typically go unnoticed until permanent damage occurs. This breakthrough is expected to shift liver care from reactive treatment to early intervention. Clinical trials show the tool is significantly more accurate than traditional enzyme screenings. And UN Rights Chief Volker Turk has called for an immediate and impartial investigation into a U.S. strike that has allegedly hit a school in Iran. He stressed the accountability and redress for victims are essential to prevent further humanitarian fallout. The U.S. has announced its own probe into the incident, which occurred during the recent wave of air strikes. International observers are calling for third-party oversight to ensure transparencies in the findings. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond, with Thumb Cellular. And by John, your local John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Caro, Benton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Area landscapers and commercial mowing service companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.